May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Kuuk Audio Podcast. I'm DC Pupa of Kuuk Audio and Kuuk Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So, today we've got clip 6 of the lecture that Shunyu Suzuki gave on September 9th, 1965 in Los Altos, California, that became the chapter on Study Yourself in Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. So first, we're going to hear it as he said it, as it was recorded, then I'll read it, then I'll play you an edited version.
So it is the same thing as you take breakfast and go to bed. This is Buddhism. Of course, some encouragement is necessary for us. But that encouragement is just encouragement. It is not the purpose or true aim of the practice. True purpose of practice, that is just medicine. When we become discouraged, we want some medicine. So when we are in good spirit, you do not want any medicine. You should not take medicine for the for the food. Sometimes medicine is necessary, but medicine should not be our food.
Really, I think the first two sentences here ought to be in the last paragraph, and I should have included them yesterday. But that's why we get it. So it says the same thing, you know, that Buddhism is everyday life, whatever it is you're doing. So here he starts off with, so it is the same thing as you take breakfast and go to bed. This is Buddhism. Of course, some encouragement is necessary for us, but that encouragement is just encouragement. It is not the purpose or the true aim of the practice, the true purpose of practice. It's just medicine. When we become discouraged, we want some medicine. So when we are in good spirits, you don't want any medicine. You should not take medicine for food. Sometimes medicine is necessary, but medicine should not be our food. So we need encouragement in practice. So a teacher can point to the moon, right? That's and we should look at the moon and not the finger. That's an old one, right? The teacher can hint, coax us toward understanding in whatever way they can. But so that's teaching. And the other thing the teacher does is encourage. Or that maybe not the other, another thing, is encourage. So we say, oh, I'm so unhappy, I don't know what to do. They say, well, it won't always be this way. You know, everything changes. I need you. So he's saying, this encouragement is just medicine. It's not the true purpose of practice. But also the teaching isn't the true purpose of practice. He says that, you know, when Buddha delivered his lectures, the teaching was already there before he sat down to deliver them. The true purpose, the true goal, the true, you know, goalless goal, gateless gate. Now, and then he says, so when we're in good spirits, he says, you do not want any medicine. Maybe this would be a good time to use should. You should not take it. I wonder here if he's talking about people getting high, right? Because here he is, although 65, and there wasn't a lot of that. Maybe LSD in 65. I mean, there was some. So maybe he's heard some about that. I was wondering about that. I'd say 66 is when it hit hard. But we can look at it that way, regardless if he was thinking of that or not. When you're in good spirits, you don't need any encouragement. Now, to me, LSD was an encouragement to practice, right? It wasn't something to keep doing. And there's a big thing going on about that now. Psychedelics, including psychedelics in practice. Vanya Palmers is doing that. And that's, you know, people can decide. And I certainly know people who have taken psychedelics seriously, especially like different types of mushrooms and plants and toad skin. Although I'm worried about the toads. Anyway, there is that stuff happening, and I get rave reviews of it from people I'm very close to. I made a decision in 67 in February before I went to Tassara. Okay, that's my last acid trip. And, I smoked way too much pot now and then after that, but that was just recreational stuff, like drinking. Although every once in a while, you know, and I'd have some experience on pot that I'd go, wow, that's, you know, I'd feel like it was encouragement. Same with ecstasy. I didn't do ecstasy a lot, but I can certainly understand why people want to do it. Although I think ecstasy works best the first time, or just, you know, it's an eye opener, especially for someone who has no idea that there's anything more than their rational thinking and logic and material mind and mind as a product of a random product of the physical universe and that sort of thing. I think a little psychedelics are good to knock that one out. But I don't know. I mean, different people have different conclusions. So anyway, I'm definitely into chop wood, Gary Water. But that might be because I'm lazy. And I think that's sort of what he's saying here. You shouldn't need encouragement. So whether it's verbal, emotional encouragement, or something we're doing to help us along, it shouldn't be food. It shouldn't be that thing we use to sustain ourselves with. Okay, enough of that. Now, let's hear the edited version of that, and then we'll call it a day or a night, depending on where we are, and we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, I did two phone chats today for, podcasts. The first one was with Tim Burkett, who has resigned as the, he's stepped down as the guiding teacher of the Minneapolis Zen Center the last few years, but he's been publishing. He's going to come out with a third book, and he was an early Suzuki student, 64, and really he's the one that got the whole Los Altos Zendo started. Although he said, no, it was Suzuki. It was his idea. But, you know, he talked to Suzuki about it and got some students sitting with him and this and that. And then he decided to put something in the paper. And some people showed up, one of them, Marion Derby. And then, you know, she made it. She took it to her home and made it what it was and all that. Anyway, he has a unique and interesting path, really different. Really interesting. It's got a lot of good stories. I feel like going back in his book, you know, his books and looking for more stories and getting him to tell them. But he told some, he'd wonder if they were in this, in the book. This isn't in any book. That was good. And then the second one was with Lynn Brackett, who is Jenny Baker's brother, Richard Baker's brother-in-law. And Lynn and his bud started the sitting group at Reed College in Oregon that more and more people started attending Zazen there. Many students did, and so many Zen students came from Reed College. And before that, you know, people like Philip Whalen and Gary Snyder, the importance of Lloyd Reynolds, the calligraphy teacher there, who was sort of like a guiding guru of the school. Anyway, so those are the two. They were both pretty long phone calls. That was my first 4 hours that I was doing work type stuff today was that. I enjoy doing that. So I think we'll have Tim Brackett on Saturday. I'll put that up Saturday or Sunday. I just put it up sometime on the weekend. Okay, so let's listen to the edited version of what Suzuki had to say, and we'll see you later.
So it is the same thing as you take breakfast and go to bed. This is Buddhism. Of course, some encouragement is necessary for us. But that encouragement is just encouragement. It is not the purpose. True aim of the practice, true purpose of practice, that is just medicine when we become discouraged. We want some medicine. So when we are in good spirit, you do not want any medicine. You should not take medicine for the food. Sometimes medicine is necessary, but medicine should not be our food.
This has been a Cuke Audio podcast. I'm DC Puba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives. Coming to you from sleepy Sanur, Windog and Bandita, Feline Cujita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.